December the 23rd, 1665. My voyage around the island took me much longer than I had thought. About 2 leagues out to sea, there were a large number of rocks, some above water and some underneath, and beyond the rocks was a shoal of sand. I realized I would have to take my canoe a long way out to sea, go right around them, and then find somewhere where I could land again. The thought of sailing so far from the island worried me, so I went ashore and climbed a hill to get my bearings. From the hill, I could see that a very strong current ran to the east, and even came close to where I had landed. I soon realized that if I wasn't careful, the current could sweep me so far out to sea that I wouldn't be able to get back to the island that I now called home. I stayed ashore for a couple of days, as the wind was blowing strongly from the south-southeast. On the third day it dropped, and I set off in my canoe again. But however hard I tried to avoid the current, I was still caught by its fearsome pull. It dragged the canoe onward with terrifying violence. There was no wind to help me, and the paddle was useless. Then I saw something ahead which made me despair. The current ran on both sides of the island. In a few leagues, the two fierce currents would join. All I had feared was coming true. I couldn't get home. I would circle the island in the current for the rest of my days. Using the paddle and utterly exhausting myself, I kept the canoe as much to the north as possible, so that I could take advantage of an eddy towards the side of the current. Suddenly I felt a breeze on my face, and I was a little more cheered. Half an hour later, the breeze became a strong wind. I spread my sail, and the wind and the current carried me back towards the island, to the home I had believed I was never going to see again. When I got back on shore, I fell to my knees and thanked God for my deliverance. After a long sleep on the beach, I returned to my country house in the Valley of Plenty. I climbed over the fence, lay down in the shade, and slept yet again, until I heard a voice calling my name. "Robin, Robin, Robinson Crusoe, poor Robinson Crusoe. Where are you, Robinson Crusoe? Where are you? Where have you been?" At first I was terrified. Then I saw my dear Poll. He was simply repeating the words I had taught him, but it sounded as if he was overjoyed to see me, and I was greatly moved. January the 6th, 1677. The years seemed to have passed at an incredible speed. My dog and the cats I first brought to the island are now dead. I have improved my 2 homes, grown crops, and made bread, milked my increasing herd of goats, and trapped wild animals for food and for their skins. I have made myself clothes from those skins. I have a cap made of goatskin, with a flap behind to keep the sun off, and a goatskin jacket and breeches. I have no shoes or stockings, but I have made myself rough boots from skins, which I tie around my legs. From my goatskin belt, I carry a saw on one side and a hatchet on the other. I've also got pouches for powder and shot for my guns. As I go about the island, I carry a basket on my back and a gun at my shoulder. What a sight I must be! But for years I believed that no one would ever see me like this. Until yesterday. I was walking over the beach to the canoe about noon, when I saw the print of a man's naked foot in the sand. I stood there as if I had been struck, not able to move. I listened for a human voice above the familiar sounds of the waves and the seabirds, but though I strained my ears I could hear no one, and yet the footprint was fresh and clear. Then I began to wonder if I had got confused and was staring down at my own footprint, forgetting that I had already passed that way. Was this a possibility? I took off my goatskin boot and set my foot down beside the footprint. The foot which had made it was clearly bigger than my own. Someone else has been on the island. I returned home terrified, glancing behind me time after time, seeing human shapes behind every tree. I reached my camp, went like a fox to earth, and didn't sleep all night. Who could the footprint belong to? Who was trespassing on my island? A cannibal? Or the devil himself? I held the Bible close to my chest and waited for the dawn. Today I have begun to fortify my hillside home, including both cave and camp. I have also made musket holes in the wall surrounding my home so that I can fire at approaching enemies.